Tell me about your battle with Bozo.
My old friend Bozo, who
Nelly, huh?
Yeah. I tell you something. Everyone who grew up in the United States who's a certain age remembers a Bozo show. And depending on which town you're in, you had a different Bozo. But it all started with Capitol Records. And years ago, I wrote a story about a guy who was in the Clown Hall of Fame as the original Bozo, and his name was Larry Harmon. And I wrote a little something on him, and then people came forward and said, you know, the truth is, he bought the Bozo Act with all the rights to it and just started calling himself the original Bozo. But the truth is, he didn't invent the act. He wasn't the first Bozo on TV. He's just the guy who marketed the act and made a fortune off of it. And so I got together all this evidence, and I looked at his application into the Clown Hall of Fame, and I proved that he wasn't the guy who started the Bozo Act. He didn't create Bozo's look. He wasn't the guy who enacted Bozo on TV the first time. He's not the original Bozo. I found that Bozo was a liar, this guy Larry Harmon anyway. And I got him thrown out of the Clown Hall of Fame, and for that, I got called the Butcher of Bozo on CBS radio. And this was covered all over the place, and this guy, Larry Harmon, and I were on a number of radio shows together, and we'd always end up in screaming matches, and this became sort of like months of my life. And eventually, I got to induct the real Bozo, the first guy who enacted Bozo, a guy by the name of Pinto Colvig.
That's cool.
Who is a lovely sort of guy who has a great little slice of history. He was the guy who wrote Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, and he was the original Goofy in Disney cartoons. He was an animator for Disney, and he's the kind of guy who did an awful lot. He did a lot of things that most of us remember, and he never really got the recognition he deserved.
He reminds me of my boyhood idol, Morgus, who was a mad, zany scientist, and we finally found him down in New Orleans. He had gone back home, Buck, and he's been on the show, and he's a toughie. We got to get him back on again, but it's that kind of feeling where these guys truly inspire you as you're a kid, and you remember them forever.
Yeah. It's amazing how passionate some people are about Bozo. To other people, Bozo is just a name you call someone who's acting like an idiot. Yeah. But to other people, they grew up with this clown.
I don't like clowns, but Bozo is the only clown that I can handle. Tell me about you being cursed by a witch.
This did happen. They always say no matter what your business is, don't date at work. And, of course, I wrote a story about how witches, pagan people, perceived Harry Potter, and they actually liked Harry Potter quite a bit. They considered it some of the best press and PR that they ever got. I mean, here are witches and wizards that kids loved and weren't scared of, and they weren't old crones who were cursing people. And so the witch I wrote about fixed me up with a high witch priestess. And we went out a couple of times. Now, a couple problems. Now, I'm not a religious person, and she was. She was devoted to her coven. And there are a couple things you have to accept. One, they had nude rituals. And as the consort to the High Wiccan Priestess, I was invited to come and participate in this nude ritual. But I really don't have, like, the body type to, like, dance around with moose antlers on my head under the sun. So I declined. It's not like a perfect match for me. And we went out a couple of times, and it wasn't right, and we drifted apart. And she called me up one day and said, "Oh, hey, Buck, I know we're not dating anymore, but I left a pair of earrings at your apartment. And I need them back." And I said, "Oh, I'm leaving on vacation today. When I come back, I'll look for them." And she wanted them right away, and I couldn't give them to her. I brought my bags to work, and I was flying out of town. I certainly didn't want her earrings. Well, she was upset about this, and she threatened to put a curse on me. And then when that didn't work, she had a member of her coven who was a lawyer call me up and threaten me.
Oh, my gosh.
And suddenly.
How bizarre.
Yeah, and it was hilarious. And then, my boss got involved and said, you know, the Circle of Aura Coven is suing you for a pair of Ankh earrings. And I said, well, I'm looking for them. I mean, I'll replace them if she wants. Huh. You know, it was just hilarious. And on some nights I do trace my male pattern baldness to this. I don't know exactly how she cursed me. She threatened to curse me. The Rogaine hasn't been working, and I need some hair. And
that's,
I blame
funny.
Her.
Edgar Casey says put Pennsylvania crude oil on your head and it'll grow back.
Oh yeah?
Now you talk about weird. Give it a try.
Crude oil. Can I just start with Vaseline?
It's got to be Pennsylvania crude oil, according to Edgar Casey.